We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
IB Nation, welcome back to another edition of the Irish Breakdown Podcast. I am sorry I'm late, but there's just a lot going on right now that I am dealing with and getting ready. And so just had to put some final touches on a couple things. I've got an article that I got to still proof that Ryan just did on James Simon, recapping that visit. I'm actually going to text Ryan right now to go ahead and put that on the board real quick, because Notre Dame made a really nice move with James Simon this week. So I went ahead and just texted Ryan to go ahead and put that on the board. I'll publish the story later. We got to get that up. So if you're a member of boards.irishbreakdown.com, maybe the next 5 minutes or so, hopefully Ryan will have that up on the board and ready to go and talk about how things went with James Simon. So I still think that Notre Dame's got a hill to climb there, but they were no chance coming in, really very little chance coming into the visit. And it's not happening. They're not going to get this kid. If I was a betting man, I'm not picking Notre Dame, but Notre Dame made a major move this weekend. So still a lot of work to do. He's going to Texas this weekend. Texas is considered the leader. So we'll see how things went here and if they can kind of build on this momentum. So we'll see how it goes. But lots to talk about. We're not talking about that today. Today we're going to talk about the Notre Dame Blue Gold game. We're going to preview that. Before we do, if y'all could do me a big solid, hit that like button, hit the subscribe button, hit the notification bell, share this podcast. And if you have not done so, make sure you sign up for the message board at boards.irishbreakdown.com. We've got some fun stuff coming on the podcast coming up. Going to make some changes to our formatting, which I think some of you are going to like. Getting feedback from it from those board members, it's going to be a lot of fun. Some very good ideas on that one so far. So let's get into the Notre Dame Blue Gold game. And I'm going to just kind of give y'all some overviews. I'm going to go over the rosters and talk about, you know, what units I think have some strengths and where there's some concerns about how the roster was constructed. Obviously, Notre Dame held their, you know, Blue Gold game draft today. For some of you who are concerned or questioning, I've gotten actually some DMs and some texts about this. know, hey, what about Chris Mitchell? What about this guy? What about that guy? Certain veterans were already put on teams. Riley Mills and Howard Cross were already on a team. Jack Kaiser and Chris Mitchell, guys like that, Tosh Baker, Jordan Patelho were already on teams. And so they were drafting knowing that they were already on that blue or gold team and they were part of that process. So they did release, Notre Dame released an official roster. There was one trade. They traded Jaden Osbury and Jalen Sneed. So Jaden Osbury now goes to the gold team. Jalen Sneed goes to the blue team. So we have that one as well. So I'll talk about that. And the roster construction is very interesting. You know, the blue team has the better roster in some areas. The gold team has the better roster in other areas. And, you know, and I remember last year we were looking at the makeup of, I think it was the blue team was just like Tyler Buchner's team was loaded. And Sam Hartman was thrown to, you know, Jaden Greathouse and some walk-ons. And then it ended up being Sam Hartman. I think it was Jaden Greathouse, Jaden Thomas, and then walk-ons after that. And then the gold team actually was the one that ended up looking really good offensively. So they had the better line in the game. So it's going to be very interesting, and we'll dive into all that as we get going into this as well.
Football season may be over, but the action on the floor is heating up. Whether it's tournament season or the fight for playoff home court, there's no shortage of high-stakes basketball moments this time of year. Get in on the excitement with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you can turn your hoops knowledge into some serious cash. Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. We are the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. It's just you against the numbers. Instead of battling thousands of other players, including pros and sharks, you pick more than or less than on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You heard it. 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. It is so easy to use. All you have to do is download the app in the App Store or Google Play Store, sign up, add some funds, and you're in. Then you just find your favorite player and decide more or less on the suggested stat. It really is that easy. The night I joined, I picked Hannah Hidalgo to have more than 14 points, Maddie Westbeld to have less than 10 rebounds, and Marcus Burton to have more than 18 points. And guess what? I hit on all three. Bing, bang, boom, baby. Money in my pocket. It was just that easy. Download the app today and use code IRISH for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the app today and use code IRISH for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I'm also then afterwards going to talk about what I'm looking for in the game. And I always tell you guys, you know, spring games don't mean a whole lot. And that is also true this year. You know, Notre Dame had their big scrimmage last week. We broke all that down. We talked about what we saw, and that's the one that's going to be a little bit more impactful as far as where things stand. And so you want to ask, like, you know, why aren't all these players playing? The way it is for the blue-gold game, anybody with a little bump and bruise, they basically hold out. I'm being a bit hyperbolic on that. And so when you see guys like Jadarian Price and Cam Williams, they're not major new injuries from what I'm told. They're just, look, anyone that's got something going on, we're just holding out from the game. And which I think is smart because they had their big scrimmage. That was on Saturday. And that was the one that's going to move the needle. However, this is a unique blue-gold game in that there are some things I personally am very much looking forward to seeing. And a big reason for that is because of the depth of this team. And because, as I discussed in yesterday's show, there are still so many things that we have to learn about this football team. There are still questions that have to get answered. That's not something to be concerned about. I think that's true for a lot of people. But we're going to dive into just really kind of what I'm looking for. And I'm curious, when I get into these different aspects, I'm curious to hear what you guys think. You know, what are you looking to see? And what are the things that are going to tell you something about this football team? I would encourage all of us not to take too many big picture takeaways from this game. If a guy had a great spring and he doesn't play well in the blue gold game, I don't really care. If a guy had not a very good spring and he plays well in the blue gold game, I probably matter a little bit more to me, just because I focus on the positive, but it doesn't move the needle for me. I like confirmation of things that I've seen. But there are some things that we've seen that are going to kind of tell us a little bit about who they are and where this team is at this point in time. So I'm very much looking forward to that. It's going to be a lot of fun. So let's dive into the game a little bit, just some overview type of stuff. The game is going to be on Saturday on the Peacock Network. I believe the game starts at 1 p.m. I'm sure. I think you guys can all correct me if I'm wrong on that, but I believe the game starts at 1 p.m. on the Peacock Network. This is the 93rd edition of this, and this will be the third spring game of the Marcus Freeman era. The format in this one is team versus team. It's blue versus gold. I know in past years they've kind of had offense versus defense. This year it's going to be, you know, blue versus gold. I haven't heard anything in regard to any scoring changes this year. My understanding is it's going to be a traditional scoring situation. Coach Freeman explained today that it is going to be a situation where they will kick off at the beginning, and then that will be the end of special teams for the game outside of PAT field goal. There will be no punting. If you choose to punt, the other team just gets the ball. It's basically a 40-yard punt. They treat it like a 40-yard net punt. So if you punt at your own 40, the other team gets it at the 20. If you punt at midfield, they get it at the 10. And you also said they won't start a drive on that situation inside the 10. So if you punt from your 40 going in, they'll still give the ball at the 10. So those are just some little unique aspects of it. First half is going to be a normal 2:15 quarters. Last two quarters are going to be running clock. They did say that Coach Freeman can decide if it's like a kind of like a close situation in the last couple minutes, he can decide to have it be a normal 2-minute situation and not have a running clock. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes as well. A lot of players not playing. Here's the list of guys that won't be playing in the game: Kevin Bauman, Charles Dew, Mitchell Evans, Aiden Gobira, Jaden Harrison, Riley Leonard, Benjamin Morrison, Armel Mukum, Styles Prescott, Jadarian Price, Leo Scheidler, Jaden Thomas, Logan Thomas, Cam Williams, and Kedron Young. Coach Freeman also said that there will be some players that will have green jerseys on, meaning they're playing on both teams. But the only player that we know of right now that will be playing for both teams is quarterback CJ Carr. That's the only one that was designated for that today. And for those that are wondering, Jordan Faison is on the blue roster. I put him at the bottom on the chart you're going to see on ours because just that's the roster he's on, but he will not be playing in the game on Saturday. So he's the one exception to that I have. The rest of the guys I have on the roster are guys that will only be playing in the game. So that's some of the do's and don'ts. Oh, blue team head coach is Al Washington. Gold team head coach is Dylan McCullough. This is this is the third year they've done this. And I believe Coach McCullough's team won it in 22. Coach Washington's unit won it last year. So this will be sort of the series victory of this, I believe. So we'll see how that one goes. So I'm looking forward to the game on Saturday. We'll be there. Irish Break will obviously be there. I'll be there. Vince will be there. Sean Stiers will be there. So let's dive a little bit into the rosters before we get into the what I'm looking for stuff. You will find this. We have a front page article at Irish Breakdown, the Athlon version. But this also is on our message board. So if you are a message board member and you want to see the rosters, you can go to the message board at boards.irishbreakdown.com. Click on the Notre Dame Blue Gold Game rosters, and you will see this there. So I'm just kind of go through the roster, give some of my overall impressions about each team, where it's weak, not where it's strong, where I have some questions. I shouldn't say weak because it's a spring game. You're always going to have a little bit of a depleted situation here. But as you see the blue team, Steve Angeli was the quarterback. He was the number one overall draft pick. He will be wearing a red jersey. People have asked about that. Basically, as the veteran, they know who he is and what he can do. And he was live last year, and so he won't be live this year. And you will have CJ Carr and Kenny Minchie will be live, however. And so as you see at the blue team, Steve Angeli's a starter. We'll also see CJ Carr playing for the blue team. Not the first time we've seen a quarterback play for both teams. We saw Drew Pine do that a couple years ago. Running back, Jeremiah Love was the top pick in the running back draft part of it. He will also be joined by Aeneas Williams and Dylan Devizin. I should have had Aeneas Williams ahead of Dylan Devizin there. I went by number instead of the depth, which I did at other positions. So that is my fault on that one. But Jeremiah Love, Aeneas Williams, I'm very curious to see if they're going to use Jeremiah Love much at receiver in this game. So you look at the wide receivers and the tight ends. You've got Chris Mitchell, Jaden Greathouse, Deion Colsey. It's a good starting lineup right there. I mean, you'll have Chris Mitchell playing X, Jaden Greathouse playing the slot, Deion Colsey playing the boundary. Alex Whitman can play both outside spots as well. I'm curious if they're going to have some receivers playing both ways. That's going to be something I'm very curious to see, especially with so many guys being out. Tight end, Eli Raridan and Jack Larson are the scholarship players on there, and Yuri Anishak is going to be part of that team too. Same with Charlie Sona. If you look at the two rosters, there's not that much debate that, at least on paper, that the blue team has the better collection of skill players. You've obviously got Jeremiah Love, and you've got Chris Mitchell, you've got Jaden Greathouse, Deion Colsey, Eli Raridan. It's a pretty stacked group. And then you look at the blue team, the rest of the blue team on offense. And now the way that I did this, I went left to right and with what I project to be the starters, and then I have the backups below. So I don't put a lot of stock in the draft. It's kind of fun. I don't think anyone should get their feelings hurt. But there was one thing that when I first heard it kind of made me like, huh, that's interesting. And I'll talk about that here when I get to the offensive line part. But basically, the blue offensive line left to right is Sylvan Abschert, left tackle, then Pat Coogan, Sam Pendleton, Billy Shrouth, who was the number one offensive lineman picked, and then the interior offensive lineman pick. I think they did tackles, then interior, and then Emil Wagner at right tackle. You also have Peter Jones and Ty Chan. Peter Jones is a guard. Ty Chan can play tackle or guard. So he'll be a little bit of a swing guy, I would imagine, in this game.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great, too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
they had, I think, Emil Wagner. When they did the offense interior position, Billy Shrouth was picked first by the blue team. And then the gold team, who already had Tosh Baker on their lineup and had Charles Jagasol, picked Rocco Spindler first. So Coach McCullough and his guys picked Rocco Spindler first, which I was a little bit surprised by. I'm not going to lie to you that they did that. But that was the one that kind of was telling. And again, I had to tell myself, don't read into that because it really doesn't matter. They might have already, you know, coordinated it beforehand. Who knows? But I thought that was interesting. I thought that was very interesting. And it just caught me at first. Jeff, Billy Shrouth at right guard. He was the top interior pick. I'm looking forward to seeing Sam Pendleton. We'll discuss that a little bit. But, you know, you got all those skill players, but this is the less experienced offensive line of the two. Let's go to the defensive line now, the defensive side of the ball for the blue team. You have RJ Oben, who was already on the team. They picked Bryce Young when they had the defensive end draft. The Vipers, they took Boubacar Traore and Kobe Onyeka will be your two Vipers. Defensive tackle, Riley Mills is already part of the team. They also drafted Donovan Hines, Sean Savolano, and Brennan Vernon. I would imagine this will give us a chance to see a decent amount of Brennan Vernon and Sean Savolano in this game, for sure. Based on that, I don't expect Riley Mills or Howard Cross to play a ton in this game. And somebody asked if we have a proper pronunciation. I'm just going off of what the Notre Dame media guide says. I heard Marcus Freeman today pronounce Boubacar's name a little bit differently. But looking at the Notre Dame pronunciation guide, I'm going to actually pull it up again. Is it in this one? It might be in the other one that they sent. But it looked like it was Traore is how they have it in the pronunciation guide. So, yeah, I'm just going to continue to go with that one. And here it is. There it is right here. So you've got, it says Boubacar Traore. So Traye-Ore-Ee is what they have in the pronunciation guide. So that's what I'm going with on that one. Cause I heard Coach Freeman say Trayo, and I wonder if that was, you know, sometimes they'll give nicknames or whatever. Maybe that was a nickname. The linebacking core. And so I'll explain why I think the trade was made. This is why I say sometimes I think these things are somewhat predetermined, or not necessarily, you know, but sometimes they're going to leave it up to the guys to draft and then they'll fix it if they want to, as Marcus Freeman said. But Jack Kaiser was part of that team. The gold team drafted, I think, Jalen Snead first, if I remember correctly. Some of you were in there. You guys correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought it was Jalen Snead got picked first. And then the blue team took Drake Bowen. And then the gold team took, I can't forget, but the blue team then took Jaden Alsbury. And Marcus Freeman was going to veto that. And then they made a post trade. So I think what they are basically trying to do, this is my read, this is my opinion. I don't know this for a fact. I'm just giving my opinion. Is basically they wanted to kind of get the quote unquote current first team linebacking core together, you know, because Coach Freeman said he was going to talk to Coach Golden about that. And so right now, Jack Kaiser, Drake Bowen, and Jalen Snead are the quote unquote first team linebacking core as of right now. And then the gold team will have that second group. So that's the only thing that I can think of as to why they did that. And then also, yeah, that's the only thing I can think of as to why they did that. I'm sure there's other reasons, you know, using him in certain packages, or maybe they want to play him inside a little bit more, which they would have. They're going to be able to do with the blue team because Jack Kaiser may not play as much, and they have the nickel on this team. I'm not quite sure, but that's kind of my read of it. Preston Zinner was the other linebacker, and Jerry Rulo, who's a walk-on, was on that. There's only one nickel right now, which is Jordan Clark, because of all the injuries at corner. They've had to move Micah Bell outside. So Jordan Clark will be the one nickel. I won't be shocked if he plays both sides, honestly, and it would make sense because you can mix between base and nickel, and then he can just kind of work in. So it won't shock me at all if Jordan Clark's one of those guys wearing a green jersey on Saturday. Looking at the safety position, you got Luke Talich and Ben Minnick. This is a big opportunity for those guys. I mean, there's the safety depth chart is really light. I'm very curious what they're going to do at safety. I would imagine Marty Auer might play a little bit of safety, even though they listed him at corner. You know, he's a guy that's played safety in the past, but you've got two guys that are coming off injuries as your only safeties. I would imagine that we'll see something. You know, somebody at safety is going to probably be wearing a green jersey and playing both ways. That would be my best guess. best guess. Jade Mickey and Micah Bell are the two scholarship corners for the blue team. And you've got Marty Auer, as I mentioned, Mickey and Mickey Brown. You got Mitch Jeter is your kicker. He was already on the blue team. And then actually, I didn't listen to the draft part of specialists because I had to go run and jump in a meeting real quick. But I believe Mitch Jeter was the only specialist for the blue team that was already on that team. I don't know that he was drafted. I'd have to go back and look at that again. You on the chat that listened to it could maybe correct me on that one a little bit, but that was kind of my thought on that. So that's the blue team. Let's get into the gold roster. So what? Well, let's actually do this. Strengths of the blue team. Obviously, offensive skill. There's some really good offensive skill on the blue team. Offensive line, some younger guys on the, especially on the outside. So it's going to be a great chance for for Sullivan Absher and Emil Wagner to get a chance to play a lot and show themselves in certain ways. I'm very much looking forward to seeing Boubacar. See, this was the ones where it's like you kind of look at the matchups and you're going to see Boubacar and going against Charles Jagasaw, which we'll talk about in the next section. That was interesting. But you look at the defensive line, they've got RJ Oben, Bryce Young, Boubacar, Riley Mills, Donovan Heinisch. Front seven for the blue team has a chance to be pretty decent as well, in my opinion. You've got the starting linebackers. The secondary, a little bit more shaky. You know, you've got the second team players across the board outside of maybe Jaden Mickey, who could end up being a starter this year, especially with Benjamin Morrison's shoulder injury being a bit of an unknown. So, you know, it's kind of like you it's not so much, hey, you've got this squad, but what are you going against? And the blue team has the better offensive skill set, but I would argue that the gold team has the better defensive skill set, which is going to create for a really, really good matchup. So I'm very much looking forward to that. And that's the strengths of the concerns about the blue team. Let's go to the gold roster. Kenny Minchie is going to be the quarterback for the gold team. You also have CJ Carr playing there. Running back, it's Jabron Payne and Justin Fisher. I would not be at all shocked if we see a situation where Aeneas Williams is playing for both teams. I won't be shocked at all to see that. Wide receiver, very thin receiving core for the gold team. You've got KK Smith, Micah Gilbert, Jack Polian. This is a great opportunity for Micah Gilbert and KK Smith and Kenny Minchie. Tight end, you've got Cooper Flanagan, Davis Sherwood. Keep an eye on Henry Garrity on Saturday, folks. I'm just telling you guys right now. I won't be shocked if Henry makes some plays, especially in the second half. Offensive line for the gold team, you've got at least three of your expected starting offensive linemen for the season. You've got Charles Jagasaw left or right, Charles Jagasaw at left guard or left tackle, Rocco Spindler, I would assume, is going to be at left guard, Ashton Craig at center, Christopher Terrick, I assume, will be at right guard, and Tosh Baker at right tackle. What's the first thing you guys notice when you look at that offensive line, the starting offensive, projected starting offensive line for the gold team on Saturday? What's the first thing you guys notice? I'm going to give you a second to respond. And it's not the three of the five starters. What's the first thing when you guys look at that offensive line, you think, what is your first thought? I'll tell you what mine is. Kenny Minchie's offensive line is going to be flipping huge. I mean, you're talking left to right, Jagasaw 6'7", 329, Rocco 6'5", 324, Ashton Craig's the little guy at 6'4", 308, Christopher Terrick is 6'5", 331, and Tosh Baker's 6'8", 321. His offensive line is huge. Jabron Payne should have some holes to run through, I would think, in this game, or I hope he's going to have some holes to run through in this game because that offensive line is massive, absolutely massive. And then, of course, you've got your two younger offensive linemen that are coming off the bench or your two smallest offensive linemen in Joe Wadding, who I still don't know that Joe Wadding's 297 pounds. And then, of course, Anthony Knapp at 6'4", 276. That is a monster offensive line for Notre Dame. Go to the other side of the ball. Let's look at the defense for the gold team. And you've got Josh Burnham was the top pick at the defensive end position. He will be there. He'll be opposite Jordan Patelho. You've also got Junior Tuilamaka there at the Viper position. And a couple of walk-ons, Grant Ristoff and Eric Lindstrom. Grant Ristoff was a transfer from, I believe, Penn. I think it was Princeton that is part of the Notre Dame team. And he'll be the number two defensive end. I wouldn't be surprised if maybe we see a little bit of Bryce Young in the second half, playing a little bit of both ways. I could see a little bit. That's just, again, my opinion. defensive tackle Howard Cross is on the team. They drafted Jason Onye. It was the number one pick of the defensive tackles. Also got Devin Houston and Cole Mullins. It would appear that Notre Dame has moved Cole Mullins inside. I have no clue why. I am not going to get into that today because I just want today to be a happy show. But it just makes no sense to me why that is the case, because he's 245 pounds. He was a middle linebacker most of his career. Whatever. It is what it is. But he has had a good spring. It is what it is. We'll talk another time, another place. Linebacker, you got Kingston Viliama-Asa was the top pick of the gold team, the gold staff, which I thought was very interesting. And then you have Jaden Alsbury, was originally drafted by the blue team. He was traded to the gold team, and he will now be there with Kahan Okia and Trey Reader. Very curious to see how that lineup goes and who plays where as part of that group. I would like to see Preston Zinner wearing a green jersey and getting a chance to play both. I think he did that again last year, and I wouldn't mind seeing him do that again this year. Get a chance to see a little bit of Trey Reader. The secondary for the gold team is pretty good. When you look at this, you've got obviously Xavier Watts and Adon Shuler at safety. You also have Kennedy Urlacher, Devin Ford. I have to think one of those guys is going to play both ways. I have no idea. Of course, 99 problems. People are going to say they're moving inside because there's just people that agree everything the Notre Dame staff does is perfect and correct, and they don't ever do anything wrong. So, of course, it was a perfect move, and there's no reason to question it ever. I get it. Should never question the coaches. Got it. When you look at the secondary for the gold team, Xavier Watts and Don Shuler, I have to think that Kennedy Urlacher is going to have a chance to maybe play both ways. I'd be curious to see if he's going to get a chance to do a little bit of that. I could see that. Devin Ford, currently listed as safety. He's another guy. Maybe he might carry the rock a little bit on Saturday. Who knows? But I think he'll most likely stick on defense. Cornerbacks, you've got Christian Gray, Chance Tucker, and Isaiah Dunn. So obviously the one cornerback position, this is a great chance for Chance Tucker to really solidify himself as a guy that can battle for really go out there and compete for, hey, I can be that guy. You don't need to go get a transfer guy. I can be that guy. He'll get a chance to do that. I'm curious to see where they're going to play the corners, because they drafted Christian Gray and Chance Tucker. Well, based on the current depth chart with Benjamin Morrison out, they're both boundary guys. But when Benjamin Morrison comes back, Christian Gray is going to probably have a great shot to be your starter at the field corner position. So for the blue-gold game, do they play Christian at field and Chance in the boundary? Do they move Chance to field and let Christian play the boundary? Do they move him back and forth? And we'll find out. I'm very curious to see how that all plays out. And then the specialist, you have Eric Goyens, who is the punter, and Zach Yoakum is the kicker. So it's going to be interesting to see. It's going to be very interesting to see how this game plays out. It is fascinating that, it just worked out that way, I guess. That's why I said sometimes I wonder if these things are kind of somewhat predetermined, but how you have the blue team has really loaded it skill positions. The gold team is loaded on defensive skill positions. The blue team, there's some question marks about the defensive skill positions, and then you don't have any projected starters on the gold team at the skill positions on offense. However, I am very much looking forward to seeing some of those guys. So we're going to see how it all shakes out. But when I get into kind of, what I'm looking for in the game, I'll dive more into some of the individual players. But just the matchups that I think are most intriguing in this game, as I mentioned, the blue team skill players, which as you look here, it's Jaden Greathouse. It's going to be Chris Mitchell, Deion Colsey, and Eli Raridan going against Xavier Watts, Adon Shuler, Kennedy Urlacher, Christian Gray, Chance Tucker. I think that's going to be a really fascinating one. And then the other one that I'm looking forward to is the fact that Charles Jagasaw and Tosh Baker are your starting offensive tackles, projected offensive tackles for the Notre Dame football team. They're on the gold team, and we're going to get to see them battle against the blue team ends, which are RJ Oben and Bryce Young at the defensive end position, and then Boubacar Traore, and that's going to be a very fascinating battle. I'll explain why when I get into my what I'm looking for section, but that's definitely one that I'll have my eye on. When the gold team is on the field, yes, I'm going to want to see KK Smith, who y'all know I'm very high on, and Micah Gilbert and all those type of players. But I am going to be spending a little bit extra time watching that battle between the gold defensive line or offensive line and the blue defensive line. It's going to be very interesting. Plus, they have obviously the starting line, projected starting linebackers for the team there as well. So I'm very, very, very curious to see how that battle goes. It's going to be a fun part of it. But I like how the rosters are shaking out. I think it's a little bit more even than it was last year. You know, strengths at one spot compared to others. Both teams have areas where they're definitely a lot stronger than other positions. You know, skilled players on blue, offensive line on gold. You look at the defensive side of the ball, you've got the front seven for the blue team looks stronger. The secondary for the gold team looks stronger. I think they did it pretty well. Now, maybe it just happened by chance, and props to Al Washington and Dylan McCullough for making that happen that way. But it's going to be a fun game. I'm looking forward to seeing how it's going to shape up. But, of course, last year was, what, like 27-0? And the team that we all thought was going to get destroyed is the team that won 27-0. So who knows, folks? It's a spring game. But I'm looking forward to being there, looking forward to seeing this team in action. So that's what we saw from that. So that's the rosters, and we've talked about the blue-gold game. Next, I'm going to dive into sort of what I'm looking for. I'm going to spend some time on the offense, I'm spend some time on the defense, and dive into the things that I'm looking for, and really what I think are areas that I'm going to have some takeaways and have some interesting takeaways. But more so, when the game's going on, this is what I want to see from both sides of the ball. Not so much from I want to see them run this or run that, but more so I'm curious to see this player. I'm curious to see this position group and those type of things. Before we get into that, do me a favor, folks, hit that like button, hit the subscribe button, hit the notification bell, share this podcast. We'd greatly appreciate a 5-star review. And if you have not done so, sign up for the message board at boards.irishbreakdown.com. It's a great way to support Irish Breakdown. If you're just someone who only listens to podcasts and our shows, but you want to support the channel, which we appreciate, it helps us to continue to grow. You can sign up for the message boards and go that route. If you're, you know, even if you're not a message board person, it's a way to support what we're doing at Irish Breakdown. And we greatly, greatly appreciate that at boards.irishbreakdown.com.